اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you and thanks for joining us again.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Aba Abdillah.
In this session, inshallah, we'll start a new topic, which is the very important one, al-mad, mad, okay? You might have listened to a lot of reciters, like reciting some of the words. While reciting, they prolong a lot, okay? They stretch the sound. For example, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Look, they stretch this sound. Or for example, they say ulaika. You might know the mat, yes? So these stretching sounds or these longer sounds, we are going to talk about them, inshallah. All right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's get started and go through the mat. So respected brothers and sisters, we are on the Quran and page 305, right? Yes. Surah Maryam, salamullah alayha. So in this surah, the first ayah starts with letters having mad. So when we say mad, we mean this sign, okay, that you see, like this sign, yeah, the sign that you see on the letters, on the letter kaf, the letter ayn, and the letter Sod, okay? This is the sign of mad. So short vowels, fawad, as you know, it doesn't have, short vowels do not have this sign. Short vowels like have the fatha sign, kasra, dhamma sign, okay? And long vowels, fatha plus an alif. Wow plus, sorry, dhamma plus?
Wow.
Wow is sakin. And kasra plus?
Ya
is sakin. So these are long vowels and the signs, okay? Sometimes after kasra, sometimes, or after dhamma, after fatha, we have an sound. An a sign, and also a vowel, small or a tiny or a baby vowel. Sometimes a baby ya we have, and yes, that's all. Those are also the signs of long vowels. But this one is the sign of longer vowels. Okay, like for four counts. Like for six counts, okay? These are the signs. So whenever you see, it means you have to stretch the sound much longer. Okay, for what? All right? Say something.
Yes.
Okay, great. I thought you were just taking a nap. Alhamdulillah, everyone is up. Okay. So who can recite this first ayah? And by the way, I have to tell you, this ayah is one of the ayahs that we call, the letters are Huruful muqatta'a. Huruful muqatta'a. I think, yeah.
Yes.
29 surahs of the Quranic Kareem start with حروف المقطعة. Okay. Yeah, 29 surahs. So it means that look, they are the letters, okay? And you don't have to read them like what? Kahirs. You do not have to recite as kahirs. You say that, oh, Arabics, we have to join them. Yeah, the letters are connected, so it's a word. No, it's not a word, okay? So the letters are separately pronounced. Kaf, ha, ya, ayn, and sad. But we have mad that we have to stretch the sounds. So remember that huruf al-muqatta'a, if they do not have any harakat, a, e, u, fatha, kasra, dhamma on the top or beneath, so you don't have to read the word, okay? It is one of the huruf al-muqatta'a examples in the Quran. So these are like secret words, okay? Secret letters. So kaf has a meaning. Ayn has another meaning. Sad has another meaning. And ha has another meaning, okay? So these are the secret letters, and only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Imams, okay, alayhi wasallam, they know, okay? And that's between Allah Almighty and them and the angel Gabriel, okay? We don't know about them. So maybe in some of the interpretations of the Quran tafsir, okay, maybe you will find something about them, but maybe they are not the exact things, okay? Explanations are there, okay, that they are secret letters, but so forget about it, because our lesson is about tajweed, not tafsir, right? هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran. So let's read this one. Who can try? Okay, Ali Nasir, try reading this. Bismillah, A'udhu Billah.
Yes. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كاها يا عين صاد
أحسنت ما شاء الله thank you حسين فواد حيدر
welcome so here I have a question only yeah. three letters have mad
yeah ها and عين do not have mad okay so do not stretch the sounds of them
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كاف ha ya ain sad.
I think you replaced the mat. You prolonged the letter ya and didn't prolong the letter ain. Let's listen to Hussein Ruhullah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kaf ha ya ain sad.
Great. Great. Ahsan. Okay, let me try. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كاف ها يا عين صاد. There is one thing I think you didn't pay attention to that. After عين, when you say عين نون ساكن, then صاد إخفاء. كاف ها يا عين صاد. Right?
Yes.
إخفاء, yeah. عين نون ساكن plus صاد. صاد is from the rest of the letters. And it's a heavy letter. غنة with heavy letter. Yes?
Yes.
So, كاف ها يا عين heavy sound. عين صاد. All right, practice. كاف ها يا عين صاد. One, two, three.
كاف ها يا عين صاد.
Okay, Hussein Rahullah, can you do it?
كاف ها يا عين صاد.
أحسن ما شاء الله. ذكر رحمة ربك. أوكي go on علي ناصر.
كاف ها يا عين صاد.
أحسن أحسن. إن شاء الله we'll study that there is a mad lean as well. عين sound. This is also mad. It's called mad lean. Okay, mad lean or the easy mad or the soft mad. So, Fawad Haider.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Mashallah.
Kaf haya ayn sad.
Mashallah. Great. That was nice. That was nice. Alhamdulillah. Mashallah. So, one more time. Let's practice together. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
كاف ها يا عين صاد
كاف ها يا عين صاد
look ها يا long vowel sound ألف مد دي two counts ك كاف ها يا عين صاد four. Look, you can stretch كاف and عين and صاد for four counts or six counts, but ها and يا you have to stretch for two counts. Why? Because you say ها, ها and ألف ها the name ها it has an ها and an ألف, so ألف مدي يا as well يا and an ألف مدي. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So. كاف count the sound كاف كاف okay four count now six count كاف okay ها يا okay two counts عين six counts okay صاد six counts okay كاف ها يا عين صاد. Alright.
Yes.
Practice.
Yes.
One, two, three. Go on.
كاف ها يا عين صاد.
أحسن. Very easy. Just if you forgot, okay, just count the sounds. Lower your finger, okay? One count. كاف. Six counts, okay? كاف ها يا عين صاد. Alright?
Yes.
So that's about mat, what we do, okay? This is an example we practiced. Inshallah, now we will go through the types of mat, kinds of mat, okay? And practice each of them separately. So that's about how we stretch the mat, inshallah, in the next session. After taking a break, we'll go through the different kinds of mat and separately we will focus on each of them. All right? Yes, Ali Nasir?
The rule that we apply here on the ayn, also it applies with the ghain, yes?
Yeah, if there is a ghain, yes.
Ghain also have noon.
Yeah, we have, I think, hamim. Oh, that's عين سين قاف, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, if there is a غين also, because غين has a ya as well. That's called ya lean, okay?
Yes.
غين, قريش, مين. Okay? So this mad is called mad lean, inshallah. And after taking a break, because our brothers are like, they're telling me, come on, give us a break. Okay? So inshallah, we'll be back. But before we... take a break. Let's give a big thanks to Allah Almighty first and foremost, and to IRB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network for holding these Quranic sessions. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. أين الحسن أين الحسين أين أبناء الحسين أين الحسن
أين الحسين أين أبناء الحسين أين الحسني أين الحسين أين أبناء الحسين
In solidarity The heavens and earth will grieve Divinely pure ones Oppressed in tyranny Sacrifice their lives For truth and unity Equality and freedom For humanity These are the sons Of the one that God calls An-Nur al-Sirajam These are the masters of the youth of paradise who gave their lives to guide us on to the rise.